Sa'ad begins with the dinim of Truma Tadesh and then Hoytzua Tadesh. These are two different dinim. Every day of the year you have to do Truma Tadesh. Truma Tadesh means you have logs on the Mizbeah that you burn, that you kindle, and they burn the Chalovim and the Emurim, the Egorim of the Olos. And then every morning the Kohen is supposed to do, not necessarily in the morning, you have to chasois, you can begin to fulfill the mitzvah of Truma Tadesh anytime after Chatzos. So after Chatzos or in the morning, he does Truma Tadesh and he takes a little bit of the deshen and he throws it to some way to on his back. He places it, not allowed to throw it, he has to do it to cover it to some way, shalai yifazer, eitzel on his back. Then there's another din, in Pasuk Dalet, of Pashatas b'gadah, v'alavash b'gadim ha'cheirim, ha'otiyah tadesh, and the kushman machna. That's a din of Hoytzua tadesh. The Hoytzua tadesh is not on the dash that he puts on the floor next to the mizbeach. That dash, the Mara says, on the extra curb, and he used to be Yizlov and Komo. All the years of the Beis Hamikdash. And then there's another din, the dash that's left on top, when there's too much dash in there, and there's not enough room for the makhul kolbara, so you do Hoytzua tadesh and take all the dash out. El mechus l'machane al makom tahor. How much exactly? They had logs that were burning, so the logs would turn into ashes, and then the fire from the logs would consume the fats, the chalos, and the emurim of all of the korbanos, and the korban oil. And not only did they burn the fat, they burned all the evorim. The whole thing was burned, except for the dam. So they had full of ashes, ashes in the logs, and ashes from the evorim and the chalos. The mizbeach was gigantic. The Gemara says in the Baishen, the mizbeach was 30 kilometers by 30 kilometers on the bottom, on the ground. And then it went in and it became 30 by 30. Then it went in on top and it became 28 by 28. So the top of the mizbeach, where they were burning things, was 28 by 28. Just a gigantic mizbeach. So these to burn fires all around. And then whenever everything burns out, the logs turned into ashes and the flesh, the meat turned into ashes, they would take shovels, my grazers. They would shovel up all the ashes and throw it into the tapuach. The tapuach was a big pile that looked like an apple. It's a big apple. In the middle of it was there, and it had a sort of a fence around it. And then they would throw it like a garbage dump. They would heap on all the ashes over there. They would keep on burning every day. Korbanos, and throw on the ashes in the middle. Then the heap in the middle got so big, the tapuach got so big, every week, or every 2 weeks, or every 2 days. Depending if it's Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, so people, millions of people come to bring korbanos, it's going to be full of ashes to say. So when there's a lot of ashes in the middle, so every day you just take a little bit of the ashes, v'shei mitzvah, you do Truma Tadesh, the Samar Yitron is there, put it on the floor with Nivlov and Kom. That's the mitzvah every day. And then there's a mitzvah, then there's another din, which is the question, is that called a mitzvah, is that just a hechatim, it's a garbage collection. Garbage collection is a mitzvah. If you won't take the ashes off of them, it's bare. So you won't have any, you're going to start falling on the side where you're supposed to burn, and then fall on the floor, going to mess up the whole Beis HaMikdash. So that's the machlokes in the Gemara in Me'ila, the Pesam Ralph, machlokes Amaroyim, Rav Rabbi Yochanan, where the Hoytzua Tadesh is a mitzvah, because it needs big tikkunim. Do you really call that a mitzvah? Well, that's a mitzvah for hechatimsa purposes. It's a mitzvah to collect the garbage. It's not a mitzvah to keep the Beis HaMikdash clean. It's not a mitzvah like Hakovah on the floor. It's a mitzvah to keep the Beis HaMikdash clean. It's a different kind of mitzvah. The Gemara is like this. There's the Ila of Pachi Pachi. Anybody's man is in Pachi Pachi, there's a din of Pachi Asher. Somebody's man is in Pachi Kale, there's no din of the Ila. There's a din like Nehene is the Light Violent. There's an Ila of Hatsini. Not allowed to be loyal, not allowed to be Nehene, but if you want Nehene to be Yezer, then there's no penalty. The penalty would normally be you have to take care of the Chaimish V'yashon. The one who's Nehene from Pachi Kale doesn't have to give the Chaimish and he doesn't have to give the Yashon. The Kareni has to give. But the Chaimish V'yashon, that's the penalty he doesn't have to give. What kind of a din is that? Like Nehanin? Is that an Issa Derais? An Issa Derabbanan? Is a Machloikis in Rishayim? Avkai needs to swear up and down that it's an Issa Derais. That's the Rabbavla court, Kalachana court, Avkai held for sure that it's an Issa Derais. But in Rishayim there's a Machloikis. Whether it's Loin Nehanin or Loin Moyalin, whether it's a Loin Nehanin on Kachim Kalim, it's an Issa Derais or an Issa Derabbanan. So the Kitta, what about what you burn on the Mizbeach? When you burn on the Mizbeach, everything is Kachim Kachim. Either the Kachim Kachim, our Kachim Kachim, and Oilos Kachim Kachim. Or the Chalavim of Kachim Kachim, our Kachim Kachim. But even if you have a Shlomim, or a Pesach, or a Taida, or a Maizidain, which is a Chor, which is a Kachim Kalim, but the Mishnah says in Zvah, in Perakalatodir, the Emurim of Kachim Kalim have the status of Kachim Kachim. That's why the Mishnah says that Ein Nila b'kachim kalim elo b'yemurim la'achas b'kach adam. Yes, b'kach adam, the Emurim are converted into kachikachim. What's the difference in kachikachim, kachim kalim? Kachikachim, kachim ha'miyuchadim Hashem. Kachim Hashem, kachim ha'miyuchadim Hashem. touching kalma not in front of Hashem because the Bible can eat it. But the word of the Bible cannot eat. Yes, the Jesus Hashem, I didn't say the word I'm not designated as Kachi Hashem, Kachi Kachi, Kachi 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 Kachi. So there is Ne'ilah. So everything that's burnt on top of his bath, all the ashes that are there, have a din of Ne'ilah. That's what the Gemara says in Ne'ilah, that says, Menalach HaNeneh, May Efer Shagabi HaMizbeach, is Chayiv in Kodim Ne'ilah. He has to give Kerem HaNish Liosh. What if, but the Gemara says that's only before Trumas Hadeshin. What if the Trumas Hadeshin has already been accomplished? The Gemara quotes the Machlokes, Rav Rabbi Yechanan. Sounds like a Machlokes. HaNeneh May Efer Tafuach Shagabi HaMizbeach. What about the ashes that are in that big pile? The big apple that's all piled up. Tafuach means, it isn't an apple, but it means that it's piled up, huh? Swelled up, a big pile in the middle. What if somebody's nana from the ashes in the middle of the mizbeah that already had been nasis mitzvasim? So normally we have a din emo chadavish and nasis mitzvaso from bo and bo. The Gemara has in Stochem and in other places, but after Ne'ilah, the Iker is in Ne'ilah, but after you're already from the kind of mitzvaso, then there's no longer a din of Ne'ilah. But the Shaila is, have you already been the kind of mitzvaso? Just because you burned the Emurim or the Evori Ha'ola, you have been the kind of the first step of the mitzvah, namely of Haktaris Emurim. You should burn. You should burn all the kabbonis. That's the first step. And maybe you haven't finished everything yet. So the Gemara says, that's right. Before you do Trumas Hadeshin, everybody agrees that it's not yet Nasis Mitzvah Legamre. Although you have done mitzvah number one, namely Haktara Seimurim and Haktara Seimurim, you didn't do mitzvah number two of Trumas Hadeshin. Keep Ligi. When is there Machlokes Rav Shmuel? Why? So the Trumas Hadeshin that you take off is Nivla bin Komo. So that we're not discussing. We're discussing the Efer that's Tafloch Agabi Hemizbeach. So Rav holds that that's called Nasis Mitzvah. Why? It's interesting. So Rav Moshe Motka Epstein points out, the Sefer of Gushmotka has a Gushmotka and Kod Shemosa. So he points out that when you makrish Truma, when the farmer is makrish Truma on his grain and on his apples or his potatoes or whatever, so the Hafosh of Truma not only affects the chelik shehuram, the shem truma, affects the shiraim also. The halacha says you have to have reishis shesharan korin. If you mafresh ha'is, it's called garna truma is not wrong. You have to leave over something. You have to have that this becomes kodesh, this becomes truma l'Hashem, and that becomes muta b'achila, that becomes chulam b'sukona. So just like that is so regarding hafreshis truma, but we know it's hafreshis truma. The same is true regarding truma salishka, anachta shekel money, it's also hafreshis truma. And the same is true regarding Truma Sadeshin. It says Beherim and Sadeshin. Beherim means you do Truma Sadeshin. Exactly how much do you take out? How much are you supposed to take out? Just a little bit every day. How much do you take out? So Rashi says in different places, Rashi and Chumash, and Rashi himself, and Rashi and other Mesifis write, you take off Lo HaMachzor. The Rashad points out, I'm stopping, he doesn't know why Rashi says Lo HaMachzor, but Rashi says Kizal. It's a different detail. So it's a detailed question, how much are you supposed to take off every day for the purpose of Truma Sadeshin? Well, I'm not so, or it's enough with Kazai. Rashi finally holds Kazai is good to the edit, but Machatzir should take the Lama. Alright, whatever that is. So after you do this Truma Sadeshin, I'm taking off even the Lama, but the Kazai is of issues. You just put it on the floor, but some way it's on the back, and it's Nibla Bim Komo. Has this affected the rest of the issues on the Mizbech? So the Gemara says 100% yes, just like Hafrosh's Truma. Makes an effect on everything, that the Truma becomes Kodesh L'Hashem and the rest becomes Kulam Mitzvahs. When you do the Truma Sadeshin, I consider it Nashik Mitzvahs on all of the Deshin. So the Gemara says that by Rav holds Ein Ma'el Limbo, there's no longer any Me'ilah and the Yeshes that are still on his death because Hali Nashik Mitzvahs. Rav Yechanan says no. That's not called, it's not yet Nasis Mitzvah, because the Torah says, Ushashakas begodav labash begodim acherim, every couple of days or every couple of weeks when there's so much ashes on top of the Mizbech that you must remove it. So one might have thought, well, that's just plain old garbage collection. And then it says, Vahotzi amichutz l'machal al-makom tor. So it says, no, why only al-makom tor? And why only labash begodim acherim that have to be big zikun? You can see that it's halacha. Like Tzoras Hadeshin is also a Bachar that requires big Zikune and have a special Malkum to put it on Malkum Torah, not on Malkum Torah in the Kutzal Malkum. So Rav Yechanan says that it's not yet Nasis Mitzvah, you have Nasis Mitzvah 1 and Mitzvah 2, the Haktaris Emurim is Mitzvah 1, this is 2 of Trumas Hadeshin, which now takes effect on everything, even on the Shirayim, not just on the Malayah Machtor, around the Kaimitz, around the Kedayas, on the amount that you have to remove, it even affects everything. But you didn't do not mitzvah number three, the hainu, haitzor tadesh. And Rav holds that that's not called a lack of matzah mitzvah. It should have to be matzah mitzvah, it has to be big dekuna, but the nature of that mitzvah is not that it's oimid mitzvah. It's a garbage collection, basically. So that's not, you can't say that it still retains the status of mila, because it's still oimid mitzvah. So basically all the mitzvahs were done already. Namely, the mitzvah haftarah and the mitzvah trumas hadeshim were done. Either mitzvah haitzor tadeshim wasn't done. If the deshim would have disappeared into thin air, we would have been happy. There is no halacha of haitzor tadeshim, it's a hechatim tzedek mitzvah. If you're stuck and you have deshim, you have to get rid of it, so then the Torah says what the proper procedure is. Taka taka mitzvah, by a koyin, and big lekune, makom tor, and so on. But it's a different kind of a mitzvah. You can't say on that kind of a mitzvah that it's a dying or not a mitzvah. That's how the Gemara presents it. So Moshe Matra points out, you see in that Gemara, that the truma tzadeshen is like a precious truma, that it affects even the shirah. And the same is true regarding the truma tzalishka as well. Everybody had to give Matzah shekel. And then on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, which was 2 weeks before Pesach, and then the second time was 2 weeks before Shavuot, and then 2 weeks before Sukkot, the Gimel Prakam Hashanah Tarmim is Alishka. Why is it called Truma Alishka? Why is it called Truma Alishka? So David also says in the foolish like that. You do a Truma Alishka, the Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash take out sacks of money. They have to guess how much money do they think they will need for all the Korbanos Tzibur from starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan until 2 weeks before Shavuot, and then 2 weeks before Shavuot, how much money going to need for the long stretch till Sukkot? So when they do the Truma Talishka, they take out some of the money, they leave a lot of money there. So the money that's left is called Shiori Halishka. Then there's another thing, let's say the sack that I took out, thinking that this money will be necessary for the purpose of purchasing Korbanos Tzibur, but let's say I have money left over. When it comes 2 weeks before Shavuot, or 2 weeks before Sukkot, and I have money left over in the sacks, and I do again the second time, or the third time, Trumas Alishka. What do I do with the leftover money? So that's called a different thing. That's called Moisa Trumas Alishka. These are two different things. The Trumas Alishka is the money that I take out for the purpose of buying Korbanos Tzibur. And the money that's left over at the time that I do Trumas is called Shiori Alishka. Just like when you have Hafrosh's Trumash, you have Shiori HaLikort, not Shiori HaLishka. And then you have Maishah Trumash HaLishka, that's the money that's left over from the Trumash HaLishka. So there also, the Halacha considers it like an act of Hafrosh's Trumash. And the Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Trumash, puts the two together. The Yerushalmi equates, with respect to certain detailed Halachas, the din of Trumash HaLishka with the din of Hafrosh's Trumash. Hafrosh's Trumash on the grain. But the Trumas Alishka also, when you do the Truma, it makes an effect on even on the money that's left. Everything is considered Nasus Nusas at that point. The Truma affects everybody's money.
That happens like the shame,
Each time you have three. You have three times a year, you have Trumas HaLishka, then you have whatever's left over from the Trumas HaLishka. At the end of that period of time, it's called Moisa Trumas HaLishka. And then you have Shiori HaLishka. Shiori HaLishka is what was left at the time that they did the Trumas. When you do the Trumas, it affects everything. It even affects the money that the Shluchim are bringing to Yerushalayim. The Marim Babu Tzvi and Hazor, of course, HaMishkan, like that, Mishkola. That if the Shliach is carrying money to Yerushalayim, so if it's already Nitrumah HaTrumah, then I say that the Shliach is holding the money on behalf of Hegdish, and the Trumas is called on that also. Truma is called on all that money off. It's kind of mitzvah of Truma. They did like Truma, like our precious Truma.
In the case of Nedem Yeker, the Tuach, the Achar Truma
Sadesh, Rav Rabbi Yechanan, right.
Oh, both the Machlokes Rav Rabbi Yechanan?
No, the Gemara says, Itma, there's a Machlokes, but on Nedem Yeker, it's a Tuach, a Tavim, and Zech, it's Moyal and Omila. The Gemara says, Litnei Truma Sadesh, and Kuvah Mulaf Ligi, that he is Moyal because it's a dying way, it's kind of mitzvah. Because that's the Truma Tadeshin of every day is the mitzvah number two that you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And Laha Truma Tadeshin, but before Hoytzoa Tadeshin, that's the Machlekes Rav Rabbi Yechanan. Do I consider it a Dain Loinis kind of mitzvah because it's Oymid the mitzvah of Hoytzoa Tadeshin? But I say, no, Hoytzoa Tadeshin is a different kind of a mitzvah. That's not called still Kotchi Hashem because it's Oymid for that mitzvah.
So there were never necessary research on whether the Hoytzoa Tadeshin is is a mitzvah or not. It just comes out of it.
That's how, right. That's how the Gemara interprets their machlokes. The Gemara understands that that's the point that they're fighting about. Later in Parashat Tzav, the Torah has the din of Minchas Chinuch. That's a carbon, it's not a book. It's a book also, Sefer. Minchas Chinuch is a carbon that every Kohen is supposed to bring the first time in his life that he's about to do Avodah. In order to be Mechanachim as a Kohen, let's say, they built the Beis HaMikdosh today. And the Kohanim, who we know are Kohanim, want to do some Avodah, so they're supposed to bring a carbon, Minchas Chinuch, before they begin to do Avodah. What happens if they did Avodah B'Yevet before they brought a Minchas Chinuch? So the Sifra makes a statement about this. Is Avodah Sher B'Yevet or is it Avodah Psula B'Yevet? Is it a Sherish clear cut stock in the Sifra? The only thing is that there are two gears is what the clear cut stock is. The Rambam has one gear, another Rishonim have another gear. Toshim to Machlokes to Rishonim, but it's not a Machlokes in that they figured out on their own. Some Rishonim have the gears to good and some Rishonim have the gears to no good. Then there's another din though of Minchas Chinuch. What if I used to be a Kohen Gadol? And then they decide to appoint me as the Kohen Gadol, the chief priest, the holy priest. So then the Gemara says I have to bring another Minchas Chinuch. I have to bring another Minchas Chinuch. So what if I never brought that second Minchas Chinuch? So there I'll be pashtus, it would appear from the Gemara that for sure is not Miyaki, because the Gemara in the first paragraph in Yuma discusses Halacha, what happens if the Kohen Gadol drops dead or becomes tamei on Yom Kippur. So you have to take a fifth, you have to get another coin and appoint him as the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, okay, you make a Rebbe Zgodim, you make a Mashiach, 1-3, you do it fifth, and then he takes over the Avodah and he starts suing Vaita. And it doesn't say that he brings the Minchas Chinuch. The pastor says he's not allowed to bring the Minchas Chinuch on Yom Kippur, because it's not a Korban Shizman HaKavua. If the din would require that B'diyevet, it would be Avodah Sapsul, or the Avodah that needs the Kohen Gadol would be possible if the Kohen Gadol didn't bring his Minchas Chinuch yet. On the assumption that a Kohen Gadol who does Avodah before he's brought him in Haskinah Avodah Tzula, so if one would take that and go one step further and say he used to be a Kohen Gadol and he already brought him in Haskinah, but now today he was appointed as a Kohen Gadol and the Avodah on Yom Kippur needs a Kohen Gadol and he didn't bring his second in Haskinah, but if you would have said that Avodah Tzula for the Yevlin, then you would say that today is Yom Kippur and the first Kohen Gadol died and the first Kohen Gadol became covered to the end function. He can't bring the carbon of Yom Kippur, so we have to appoint the second one. Somebody would call that Mana Kavua. We have no prayer. The Kohen Gadol must bring the Minchas Chinuch today. He would be Daiv Yom Kippur. The Haktar, you're burning something. That's the Havar, the Kohen Gadol. So he would say, it would be Daiv Yom Kippur. But the Gemara says he doesn't bring. The Gemara for a Tarek and Yuma, the Rambam quotes it. The Gemara doesn't say that he brings the Minchas Chinuch. So either it indicates that in general Minchas Chinuch is not Miyakev, never Miyakev, or perhaps it indicates that even if you should assume by Kohen Gadol it's not Miyakev, but by the Kohen Gadol for sure it's not Miyakev. Then the Sifra has another din. Let's say this guy used to sit and learn in the Kohel, and one fine day they decide to appoint him as the Kohen Gadol. They take a guy who never functioned as a Kohen Gadol at all, and they push him right away to the top. He never did Avodah in his life, they push him right away to the top to make him a Kohen Gadol. So the Sifra says he has to bring two Minchas Chinuch. He has to bring two Minchas Chinuch. One as the Kohen Gadol, it's an interesting din, and another one as the Kohen Gadol. That's what a Minchas Chinuch means. A Minchas Chinuch means the mincha that the Kohen brings in order to be mechanachim to allow him to do Avodah. And a mincha that the Kohen Hedyot brings to allow him to do Avodah as a Kohen Gadol.
Or not. On the other hand,
is it
a Mitzvah
Halacha in becoming a status of it?
I don't know. It's a very interesting shine. It's an important
shine.
I don't know.
Because the Mitzvah, a claim is always a claim. The chance of status that it changes.
Mm-hmm.
Or what occurs to comment, for example. Mm-hmm. Then it comes to the death of Mitzvah again?
No.
Either he would be puzzled to that word beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A few years ago, Dr. Lane mentioned in the Shia that there's a Rishon
think it's the Tosis or the Tosis HaRosh or the Tosis HaYechil Miparis. One of the Rishonim HaMaseches Maikotin interprets in the Gemara Maikotin, the third Terek. The Gemara Maikotin brought a pasuk in Yecheskel that when the Kohanim come, when the second day of Hamikdash will be built, when the Kohanim will come back from the Golden Zvavel, they will bring them in Hasinah. So the Rabbein Yechil Miparis, their pasuk, the Sefer Yecheskel, quoted it. Beyond Bawa La Kaida Shalakata Pnima, Yavi Yakri Vaisai. The same is supposed to be my cut. So the Rabbi Nechilni Paris, I think, interprets on that Pasuk, on that Gemara, he has a comment. Because that Pasuk refers to the Quran and Hadid Avoid on the first place on Migdash. And they brought him in Hatsinah there. And then, for 7 years, they were out of business. Then they come to bring Avoid, to do Avoid on the second place on Migdash. Must be over 85 years old now, at least. Yeah. Had to be by mitzvah to do our in first place, and then for 70 years there was a golden spot. Right. So if they come to do our vote in the second place, I'm English, so the Rabbi Nechilni Paris interprets in that Gemara, they have to bring another Mehassin. So the Mehassin that they brought for the Baal Shishon wasn't good for the Baal Shishon. Hello. Yeah, you want to make out a check? Yeah. How did he make out a check? How did the young man make out a check? Okay, can you give it to Rabbi? Okay, Yashikaya. If you want to look up this pasuk, it's in Vayi Kassam Tezvot on the base on the left line. The pasuk is quoted from Yechezkel Perek Mem Daled. And on that Gemara, there's a commentary of the Rabbi Yechiel Miparis. It's a big fat paper that was printed by Mahon Harry Fischel when who died? Harry Fischel died or Rav Kook died? Somebody died, so I think Rav Kook died. So the Mahon Harry Fischel, is that something? Well, when Mahon Harry Fischel put out this big fat book that has all the Rishonim on my cousin and has it over some everything. The Abbotos of Tarosh and the Abbotos of Paris and two other obscure Rishonim. Very good. We've never read. I don't think we've ever read. Really? Yeah. Very good thing. Okay. He doesn't need my help, Tom. No, that's not an interesting hero. It's a funny comment. A different set of avoiding, yeah. It's an interesting thing. Mishnah says in Kulin, Shanim Paislim the Levim, Bein HaShanim Paislim the Kohanim. The Levim can only do Shira. The Levim was divided into two groups, the Misharim and the Sharim. Those who locked the gates and those who sang. So the Misharim could only sing until a certain age. The Sharim, the gate lockers, can do even later. And in Martin, even that din was only in Mishkan. It wasn't the din reserved. There was no din reserved. The Pasuk continues later with an important din of Yigdosh. Yud Kuf Dalachin. It says in the Torah that a Korban Chatos can only be eaten by the Zichri Kuhuna in the Azor. For one day. Then it says, Kol HaShi'igi B'Tzara Yigdosh. Any, let's say, have a Korban Shlomo that's broiled together with the Korban Chatos. And it says, Yigdosh. What do you mean, Yigdosh? You get Dushas Chatos on it. The Gemara says, Yigdosh Lias Kamoa. It's Boleya. This is the din of Tam Kikar and Kochin. Tam Kikar is a Machlokes, but it's a din deraita, din derabanan. What does Tam Kikar mean? What's the lunch every day? Tam Kikar means, for example, like this. I cooked some potatoes in a pot. Sort of a naked kishmak, I poured it into a pan of fat. It tastes better than it would have otherwise tasted. But the roe, more than 51% for sure, is potatoes. If I put in so much schmalz, it's going to be a pan of fat 51%. That's awful. It's too schmalz. If you have a roe, the whole concoction is all together. The roe of the mixture is kosher. And less than 50% is trade, so really, when I tell you, you should say, I should say, I should say that the yeast disappears. That's aloha. Tom, key ikur. If you can still taste the trace, still add flavoring to it, it's considered as if you're eating the ikur, as if you're eating the chaz of fat to the end. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara, machlokes Rashi and Tari, it's not possible that Tom Kiker the rice, Tom Kiker loved the rice. Rashi's psak is that Tom Kiker loved the rice. And the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is against Rashi. We hold the Tam Tikkur is the right. The Moshe Nachum Miller, the Tam Tikkur is the right. The Tam Tikkur love the Rashi. Sofek, exactly. If you have a Sofek Shish, according to Rashi, if you would have a Sofek Shish, it would be Lekula. But Tam Tikkur is love the right. And the Shulchan Aruch says like that, is that we assume that Tam Tikkur is the right.
What does Shishim mean that there's no Tam?
We assume that if you have Shishim normally, there's no Tam. Sometimes it won't be Tam even less than Shishim. Sometimes it will be Tam even more than Shishim, then it's not good. That they have soul, that's trade. How can you have trade for soul? I don't know, you have trade for sugar, trade for soul. The salt and sugar is a milsa da vira le taima. It's nice and tam.
The sugar is not trade for sugar.
Let's say you have some orlo. I have some orlo, and I make sugar out of the orlo.
No, but if you have like sugar that was like, oil on it, that's not.
Right, that's not, no. But if the sugar of the salt itself is trade, so then shishim won't help because it's nice and tam eating past shishim. But usually we assume that normal things are no longer nice and tam past shishim. Right, so this pasuk tells me that tam kikar and kachin, that yigdash liyas kamo, shim sula tifashta, vim shera tiyachol kachan mishabo. This is the source of tam kikar and kachin, that for sure is the right. And tam kikar b'chulin is the machlekes hatanayim and the machlekes rashi and other mishaynim. What do we pass to? What do you mean, Yigdash? The Kula Dikal Emshap become Kodesh? No. Yigdash means Lios Kamoa. It takes down the same dinim as the Chatosh and Sulati Pasil. If it was a Kodan Chatosh that's already Nifsal Gulino, it's already after Yom Malayla and Chatos, so then the other Emshap may also not be Mkshera. Teyachal Kacham Meshebo. And if the Chatosh, which was Nidla into the Kulin, into the Shlomim, it's kosher, but it still has all the limitations. The Shlomim has all the limitations of the Chatos. It can only be eaten by Zichri Kune and the Azar, the young Lai Lai Chatos, and so on.
So it's
Leitam,
or any
no, if it's Bolea. Bivsara. Hache Yidla Bivsara. The Gemara says, Kol Hache Yidla Bivsara means Hache Yidla Bivsara. Yeah, that's the Nosin Tam. You have Klolim. When is the Nosin Tam? When is it not? Leo, if you broil two things together, says Nosin Tam, to a little bit of the next chasich, either kidei klipa or kidei netiwa, to a little bit. It's not necessarily going to be bolea mavliya v'tam kidei kuma, unless it's a very fatty piece of flesh, and then you say that the shamnunis will be mavliya kod v'tam to be mizbalo v'kuma. But if there's no shamnunis, just a plain lean piece of meat with not too much fat, then you assume the bliya v'tam will only go to the first kidei netiwa, the first slice of the kosher. Right. Will you be like on the lava of Neusser? Will you say it's not a lava, it's only an essay of Yigdosh? That's a machlokes and taste. It's very important machlokes. What is the nature of the din of Tam Ki? Does that mean whenever there's a sin of Tam, it's considered as if it was never in the Zatah? So it's considered as if it's still the end. If you lead a Kazayas of it, then you'll be like a Kazayas of it. The further machlokes is going to be Kazayas of it. Kazayas men are Tarubis, but Kazayas, you've eaten so much of the Tarubis that you know for sure that you have swallowed the Kazayas of the Issa. That's machlokes of Rabbi Natan and the other Shem. Rabbi Natan says if you eat Kazayas men are Tarubis, you're like it. Based on the principle of Tam Ki Iker Derais, if you're Tam Ki Iker Derais. And Rashi and other Shem say, no, that's called Hetem Ustar of the Issa. You should be like on Kazayas men are Tarubis is a different, that's the furthest principle, based on the principle of Hetem Ustar of the Issa. But just plain Tam Ki Iker, that just means if you eat so much of the Tarubis that you will have swallowed a Kazayas of the Easter, then you'll be like. And then there's of course another opinion that you'll never be like. Even if you eat so much Tarubis that you have swallowed a Kazayas of the Easter, it's only an essay, it's not a lot of Yigdash. Yigdash is an essay. It's not a lot. That's 2 days, 3 days, and says, is there Malkus or not? And assuming that there is Malkus, how much do you have to eat? Kazayas of the Easter or Kazayas of the Tarubis? If people got to list up, there are six sheets in Tam Ki Iker. One sheet is the Rabbanim, one sheet is the Raisa and Essay, one sheet is the Raisa and Lois Essay, but only Kazayis Mina Easter. The fourth sheet is that Kazayis Mina Tarubis is less than he has another sheet. And Adon and Sid have been the same. It's so called sheet. You have to? Oh, great stuff.
I have this one. Why people don't have a question?
Gemara says Chulam the Kalshim by Alpina. Maybe Kalshim is not Chama then. Cannot learn Amatino from a Chama to a Kal. Normally you learn a Mamatzinu in Kolatar Kuli, you learn a Mamatzinu. But the Gemara says that there are, we discussed this many times, there are three categories of halacha. There's Mamayna, there's Isura, and there's Tuna. Yeah, but this is all within Isura, so what kind of a din is this? That Kulim Bikachim Layathina, so that's a further din. So the Gemara says that the Midah Shatarim, it's not so fashion, there are only three categories. There are three basic categories. But then there are a couple of subdivisions also in the category. So the category of Isura, it's subdivided, it's further subdivided into other categories. The Hainu, Kachim is a separate category, and Avodah Zarah is a separate category. The Gemara says in Kachim, the area of Kachim, the Midrash HaTorah and Midrashim Sahem are slightly different. That you have to have Shin Olav HaKachim Liyake. And Taisa says in his Gochim Daftarah that that's only a din in Kachim that doesn't apply to Chum. And even according to the Chazanish, according to the Mishnah Akreino, and the end of Masechet Negoim, who disagree with Tosfos, and they say that they're not right, that Tosfos is Lachem Daftala. The Shin Olav HaKachim Yaakov is not a Kalam, but Shin Olav HaKachim Yaakov. They hold that it applies in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Shin Olav HaKachim Yaakov is like this. If you have a Pasuk that says by a Korban that you should be Zorek the Dam four times, Achatis, you should be Zorek the Dam four times. So I say, unless it says it more than once, I say that's only Lachatchimah. And for the Yevit, it wouldn't be Miyakiv if he wouldn't do it four times. The only time I say it's Me'akid is if the Pasuk repeats it. Shina Olav HaKosav, if it's repeated in the Chumash a second time, then I say, then it's Li'akid. Whatever is only written in the Chumash once, I have a right to assume that it's only L'Hatchila for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah Dishlei Musaf, but for the Yevit it wouldn't be Li'akid. The Tosfos in Zohar Nafdalah is a Tosfos Yishonim, in tiny letters in Zohar Nafdalah, the Tosfos right. And that's everybody usually learns the Gemara, like Tosfos. The Tosfos says it black and white, that that Klal of Shina Olav HaKosav Li'akid is limited to culture. In fact, Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole siman in his sefer Asan Deraisa, where he discusses this based on this assumption that Shin Olav HaKachim Yaakov is limited to Kachin, so does it apply to Bikurim, and does it apply to Maisa Sheni, and does it apply to Digdei Kuhuna? He quotes all of the Karas in the Gemara, how far do you extend the area of Kachin? What goes under the heading of Kachin, and what is not under the heading of Kachin? So the Chazanish, and Mishnah Abreina, and the commentary on the Chazanish, and the last theory, very end of the Tosfos, most say that the Tosfos is wrong. That it gets off the Gemara. So Shin Olav HaKachim Yaakov is the Klal and Kol HaTorah. It's not only limited to Kachim, but still, we know that Tosfos is right in this sense, that the Midrash HaTorah and Rashi Sahem are different than Kachim. Then we know from another Gemara, at the very beginning of the Perek, is El Mekonu, and the Gemara has a sugi that runs around 5-6 plots, a very detailed sugi. The Gemara discusses the Klal of Eimon Eidon Lomim Ben Alomim to Kachim. He must have discussed it 100 times. No, I have a pasuk in Parsha A, and I have a hekish or mamatzin or binyan avid gerushava whatever to learn from Parsha A to Parsha B. Okay, so the din not only applies to A, where it's written, it has been extended to B. Then I have a pasuk, a hekish or mamatzin or pavachayim gerushava something that carries over all the dinim from B to C. Does it only carry over the dinim that are written in B, or does it even carry over the dinim that are derived from A to B? That they also are carried over to C. So the Gemara in Yerushalmi, Talmud the Rishami quotes that this is the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel and Kol HaTorah Kulo. Rabbi Akiva holds the Meidim Lamed Ben Alamid to Kol HaTorah Kulo. Rabbi Shmuel says Ein the Meidim Lamed Ben Alamid to Kol HaTorah Kulo. The Bavli never records that machlokes. The Bavli ignores that and says that the story is like this: that in Kachin Ein the Meidim Lamed Ben Alamid, in the Chulim the Meidim Lamed Ben Alamid. So the Bavli says, and then the 5-6 plot go ahead to explain all the details. What if the first one was a Mamatzinu and the second one is a Gzereshav? What if they're both Gzereshav? What if they're both Mamatzinu? What if the first one was a Kalvachem and the second one is a Kalvachem? He said here, he said there, very, very detailed, boring stuff. They just keep on quoting what's been here, what's been there. But that's the foolish in the Gemara, that the Midrash HaTorah and Rashi Sahem in the area of Kachim are different. But the area of Kachim is a subcategory within the area of Isura. Then there's another subcategory within the area of Isura, the Hainu, Avodah Zarah. Because the Gemara says in Masechet Avodah Zarah, I think it's Mem Gimel and Aleph, that the Midrash HaTorah and Rashi Sahem are different when it comes to darshaning Hilchos Avodah Zarah. How do you know? The Gemara says you always go the Chumrah. How do you know? Based on the pasuk Shaket Tishakfenu, Tzayit Tishavenu Gecheru. And that pasuk implies that whenever it comes to Avodah Zarah, you have to be very, very machmir. You always have to go the Chumrah. Whenever you have any stuff to go the Chumrah, you have to go the Chumrah. Unlike in Kol HaTorah Kula, that you don't always have to go to Chumah, you darshen it. If it doesn't make sense like this, doesn't make sense like that. In Avodah Zarah, you don't look so much. If it absolutely doesn't make sense, lahakmas. If it doesn't make sense, doesn't make sense. But if you can see a possibility, lahakmas, but you think it's more mistaber lahakil, then you say it doesn't matter. Terry says, whenever you can see the possibility of the Hakman, then you go to Chumri. If that's clear in the Gemara, that's another subcategory. So that's perhaps the reason why the Gemara says that Chulim Mikotchim Lay Alfinan here, that although the Pasuk said, Yigdosh Miyos Kamoa, the Tamkika, the Rice in Kotchim, Macholaday is, why not derive from Kotchim to Chulim? So the Gemara says you can't do that because Chulim Mikotchim Lay Alfinan. So Alfipashtu, perhaps what it means is that Chulim Mikotchim are really two different areas of Halach, just like Mamayna mi Yisura le'alfin, just like Yisra mi Tuma le'alfin, because they're different, mamish different headings. Even in the subdivisions within Yisura also, you cannot derive one from the other. The Gemara wants to derive Tam Kiyika b'chulin from Tam Kiyika b'kotshin. Because it says here, Yigdash, why do I need Mishrak? At least in Tam Kiyika b'chulin, learn out from Yigdash. The Gemara says you wouldn't be able to learn out from Yigdash because chulin b'kotshin le'alfin. So perhaps that's the reason why.
Why don't you learn from chulin?
Oh, that's the Tosfos Ritz Kasha. He asked the Italian rabbi's Kasha. Tosfos Ritz, Brekta Kasha. If it would say Yigdash, he wouldn't be able to know to Chulam. But once it says Mishrak, once you have a pasuk that tells you Tam Kiker and Kol HaTorah Kulo, so wouldn't I know that Tam Kiker and Kotchen? That you should be able to derive. So he claims that there's an Afkamina. He says the following, as a way, he puts it into the Gemara. Whenever the Tosfos Ritz doesn't like what it says in the Gemara, he changes the Girsa 10 lines. Puts in 10 different lines and he says that's the correct Girsa. Wow, it's unbelievable. So he puts in 10 lines in the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Tzadik Ches that should read as follows. The Shaila that we raised before, what if I have salt that's straight? And I have Shishim, but it's still nice and tough. So the din is that you still say Tam Tika, that's in Yeridin. Also, David on the timer, but it's not buckled. Because it's still nice and tough, even after Shishim. Is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabban? So the Shach, who learned Yeridin? Shach to cut Maman Al? Didn't the Tzadik Ches to cut Maman Al quote the Nisa the Hezer? It's only d'rabban.
No, there was not to be whether it was fine. In other words, if the Shroom or something would it be best to listen to 200 years? In other words, is it only a problem of the Shishim or is it a problem of things that you've been to require people to pass the Shishim?
I don't know. So the Shach and Finan, Tzadik Ches, I think the Kot Mohammed Al, of course, the paper East of the Hesed, the two-line Shach, of course, in the East of the Hesed by the Rabbeinu Yoyner, that Ches Tishim is not bottled, that's only in the Rabbanah. So the Pribugadim claims that he only means that the Rabb made a big finish about that Shach. So Pribugadim has toned it down, he says no. That East of the Hesed that the Shach quotes only means that it's only a Tam Kolush. If it, you already have Shishim, you can discern the flavor of the Trefus in the Taruvahs, but only vaguely. You can't really doesn't have a tambori. But if let's say salt or sugar, and it really tastes salty, even though you have shishim, so then the people got in plain that the Yisra Hesed would never say that it's only the Rabban. Okay, that's what he interprets in the Yisra Hesed. So now comes the Tosfos Ritz and says that this is the reason why I need to psukim. That the din of tam kiika b'chulin is only the raisa if you don't have shishim. But if you have shishim, even though it's still nice and tam, it's not the raisa, it's only the Rabban. But in Koshim, it says yigdosh, even if you have shishim, calls man that it's nice and tam, it's still on. I'll go straight and say this to you. And that's what he reads into the Gemara. He says that the Girsan and the Gemara should say like that. There's no Girsan in the Gemara. He made his own
Girsan.
This one is an Asay. There are other Psukim of Asay also. The Pasuk of Asay is Hagolah. It says in Parashat Matos. It says you have to kasha the Kelim. Well, you have to kasha the kelim because they have a blee of traitors in them. What will be if you won't kasha the kelim? So you didn't do the mitzvah of kasha the kelim. That's what they support that opinion. You're right for the answer, you're mavach for the answer of kasha the kelim. Of the Yisrael, so much of the Tarunas that I've swallowed it. Yeah. Rashi holds the Tam Kika Labder, right? And then the other opinion in Tariq holds the Tam Kika is the Nisa Rasei, the San Nisa Lab, for the Nevermouth.
Is there a reason for having one that
you love today? I don't know. Could be. I don't know. Could be. A lot of sheep this year. Right, Rashi passes the Tam Kika Labder, right?
So, you said not to mean the septic sheeshes.
Septic sheeshes.
I was wondering, and we provided the kachim as well. In case the kachim was in Mimino, which would be sheeshim, vidit, or.
Yeah, but Mimimina, you can't speak of Tom Kieker,
so,
right?
I just want to know if it's not a China, but are not Mimina Sapik apply such a case? Because
no, no, no. Shishim is only the Raisis, but Mimishena Mina, right? Mimimina, so the Shishim is only the Rabbana, that's right. What you said is right. Mimimina only needs Shishim is the Rabbana, that's correct. So the Gemara here asks a famous kasha in the sugya of Yigdosh. That the sugya ends off in Yigdosh. Begs the Gemara, what do you mean Yigdosh liot kamoya? I have a carbon shlomim, I have two lamb chops that I brought together on the broiler. One is a lamb chop of a chatos and one is of a shlomim. With the chatos, the man achila is up tonight at chatos. And the shlomim should have his man achila till tomorrow afternoon till shkia. The shlomim is now going to stay on in the light of effort. So tomorrow afternoon I want to know, can I eat the psara shlomim or not? So the Pasuk says, Yigdash liyos kamoya. And since the Chatos is already turned into Naisos, I'm not even allowed to eat the Tzara Shlomo. Great big Markasha, why? Why not say, Esay Zat Kamoyos? This is a say, Yalachin al Shlomo, should be Zat Kamoyos, but I'm not allowed to eat the other kachim dik lamb chop because of the bliya from the noisor. Why not say essay leva leisachin? There is a claw that ain't essay leva that says the sheish b'tarus, right? That is a claw. It is a claw. What? Nice, there is a decent part. Right? Nice, there is a decent part. I don't know. That's a good time. Maybe the Gemara's kasha is a raya, maybe it should be an indication of the right to those who show them a hole, the top key carries on market. Doesn't mean that all these things carry on. Maybe a raya to the Birag Ro claims that the Shita, Birag Ro holds a space up, claims that the Shita Saramam is a top key in Blake, but there's no Torah. Okay, the top key of Kabbas Bethesda. But the Rambam sounds like you hold that it's a Nisa Lav, the Arisa with Malchus and there's no chorus. So the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvah says it's on the Rambam, it doesn't make any sense. If you hold Tam Kika, the Arisa with Nisa and Tam, so why isn't there any chorus? So the Makevet HaMishnah is a whole fancy interpretation of the Rambam, that the Rambam is talking about, it's called Mr. Matzah, where he says it's a Lav without chorus, it's talking about there's no Tam. Whatever there's Tam, Avada there's chorus too, Tam Kika, the Arisa with chorus. When there's no Tam, there's no time, so there's no time. Kikr? No, that's the Kiddush Din of Pesach. I have a separate part to call Machmet, which was the Chelo, and Tarub is Chodit is Zah, so he has the same amount of Zah. That's how the Makevet HaMishnah was Pshat Niram. And Rav Salvechi said, oh, the Rav Chaim held that that Makevet HaMishnah is the right Pshat in the Ram. But the Ram means to say that there's an Easter on Tarub is Chomet, even though the Chomet is Zayn alert in time into the Matz, in certain cases. And he said, the right to without course. But the Vilna Goyen doesn't learn the Rambam like that. The Vilna Goyen learns the Rambam the way the Ramban was cheshed. The Rambam of Sen says the Ramban shot and the Rambam is correct, and that's the Rambam Shita. And when you say Tam Kikir, it's not that Tam Kikir is Mechadesh Megala, that the old Easter is still present. The old Easter is really Batil. The Tam Kikir is a new Easter. But instead of saying it's a new Easter, only an Easter I say, like those who quote in the name of their Rav Yosef Mirolan, because it's only Nisar Asher, they read Mirolan, the Rambam holds on to Nisar Lav, but it's a new Nisar Lav without Kori. Even if the Tam Kika comes from a Nisar, or from a Pigol, or from a Nisar Chelo Vadam, there wouldn't be any Kori. Maybe, I don't know. But the Gemara does ask this Kash, the Gemara in Zochim, Kaita Kash, and the Tugyan Yigdash, why not say that Esed Dechon Lois Tenechni? Even though the Gemara says in the beginning of Zvachim V'dein Eser Dechol Oseh Sheyesh Bo Koritz, so it sounds a little bit that here there would be no Koritz, either because Tam Kika has no law, or Tam Kika has a law but has no Koritz. I don't know. So to that Kasha, the Gemara gives the famous Teretz. But in all over you say, Eser Dechol Oseh Sheyesh, that's only Chutzpah Migdash. Ein Eser Dechol Oseh Sheyesh Bo Migdash. Essay is not Dechol Oseh in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Gemara learns out from this pasuk of Migdash. Essay is not Dechol Oseh in Migdash. Why not? Why should Essay not be Dechol Oseh Shabbat Migdash?
Strange Baruch has a tzitzit, Rabbi Yehud Kringle has a comment on this, and Eitzit Yehud, and Yush Beza. Then they tell the Rabban, on Parshat Yisrael, on Zohar B'Shoma, Rabban has a comment. But what does the Gemara say? Rabbi Yehud Kringle came. Yeah. This is all the yesterday our demonstration of Ahavat Hashem. I love the Rebbeinu Shlomo, so I go and I do what he wants me to do. I even volunteer what he doesn't want me to do. He's been in the Rabbanah, he's been discussing. And most yesterday are a demonstration of Yiras Hashem. That I have Meir Shomayim, so I don't want to violate Rotzon Hashem. So which is the greater Indian? To demonstrate a Hamas Hashem, or to demonstrate Yiras Hashem.
But whatever it is, it's all based on this process of Yigdash. Yigdash tells you, Leos Kamoa, that you don't say yes to death. Number one, you say Tanti. And number two, you don't say yes to death on a sense. I'll be fast with everybody involved in the process. Fast with
the process.
It's a good question, but I think the answer is that Dorothy also is absolutely has to go. The only thing is that you can avoid it, you should, it's actually a conscious thing, but once you put on the garment, you cannot avoid it. I don't put on the garment, so that's the first answer. Who does that mean? Why do we allow a person to put on a garment of linen, a four-point garment of linen, and then he has to put in stitches with feathers, and feathers has to be a color, and a material has to be the material of wool, and then we allow him to violate Kilayim, and take the systems that climb in stitches is only the Chuyah, and I'm neutral, like it's two opinions and faces. But it's only the Kuya first place to tell the guy, it's actually a kind of thing. Don't put on a four-corner garment of linen. If it's freezing and that's the only thing he has to put on, also which can bear it, it's going to freeze. But it's not freezing. He can live with that and he has other garments. So why not say, don't put on a four-corner garment of linen? But he says, that's not called actually a kind of thing. The Torah doesn't tell me anything wrong with wearing any kind of garment except the shatnez. As long as I check it for shatness, I can wear any garment I want. Then after I put on a garment, if it happens to be a full-color garment, then I become obligated to put it to the replacement claim based on the Gemara, but that's not called after the consummation. The question why? That you have to understand what is the uptime of after the consummation. You have to learn the garment, find that. A lot of unusual dinim in Epshel Kamshna we wouldn't accept. If you learn from the dinim, you figure it means something else. Epshel Kamshna means something else. Can you do this?
All right.
There you go.
I still have to ask the question. What does it mean that it is hefek
gomer? Hefek, whether it's Zuhu or Uchro, the mind says hefek gomer. He doesn't have to clap off hefek on Yom Kippur. He's doing nothing wrong.
Well, the mind says hefek gomer. Is it such a case that you could you could get away without doing this, you should ask them less, that was that, for example, we had Chedr today.
No.
Should we
wear Chelis? Yeah, why don't you wear Chelis?
So, whatever
that is. If you have Chelis today, you don't wear Chelis. Then it's Epshel Kamshna, then there's no Epshel Kamshna, then you violate Baal Tigra.
Okay.
Only if you don't have Chelis, then it's the Epshel Kamshna.
So what happens if you have Chelis for the funeral?
Generally, it's still not generally, it is assumed to be incorrect.
Okay, now, but we're not
wearing tefillin. Right, so we're violating Baal Tigra.
So maybe we're better off not with this altogether.
That's what he asked.
I
didn't give the answer, I just said, you see from Tarifa, that's not called Ashur the Kansha, and I didn't explain why. They got to learn through more. I said, you have more dinim in your Baal Tigra.
I don't know, I was once part of the story.
No, it's a different thing. The Balamor and Bama Mavlikin. Yeah, Balamor and Bama Mavlikin passes like the opinion of Rebbe. And the Mishnah and Menachem, like Chelis not careful to come over. If you don't have Chelis, you're not used to the Mitzvah. So the Melchamah, written by the Ramban, Nachmanides, right? The Shamanides, if Balnoe do so, and we heard that the Balamor never was Tzitzis in his life. That's what it sounds like you took. He says that it's fastened like red, it says it's not fair to go, so there's no use, it's going to our right, so there's no Rabban, it's going to fulfill anything. But he didn't leave out, he didn't fail to wear tzitzit because of the Baal Tigra story. He holds like Rebbe, he fastens like Rebbe, it's not fair to go, so there's no
Baal
Tigra. Right? That's what the Ramban quote, that he heard that the Baal Amor never worked out.
Well, the same line, the question was asked, the only time you can to wear, you're wearing on the top.
Okay.
Well, so anyway,
we have a reason why we don't want to wear it all the
time.
They're afraid that we don't have a good talk. There's no requirement that good not. There's no reason why we shouldn't wear it.
But is the key of it for, are you open after it, you don't wear it?
No, if you wear a four-cornered garment without good stitches, then you're about to be out. If you don't wear it all, then you're not over anything.
Venus
has students, right. The Rishonim say it's based on the Agadah at the end of the first parak in Satan, and a few dollars now. But the Gemara asks, why was Moshe Rabbeinu such a great Zionist? Davening to the Baruch Hu, Kana Hashem, but everyone knows the Eretz Yisrael has said that the whole one. What did he want to go to Eretz Yisrael? I have told him that he's going to go to Gan Eden anyway. Why did he have to go to Eretz Yisrael? Gemara says the Chilechel period was going to be too long. He wanted to go sit in the sun there. They shave al Hamitzvah and go enjoy the Gashmi Yisrael Mazeh. But the Gemara says no, he wasn't interested in the Chilechel period. He's on the table. He wanted to fulfill a mitzvah that he was born. So the Rishonim, the Bali Akharis, point out another mistake. It's not unsafe, but they point out, but if you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, you're not mukhiv in the Mitzvot Mitzvot. You're not mukhiv, you're not mukhiv. What's the problem? It's even that Gemara that it's a nidus chasidus to put yourself in a situation where you will be mukhiv in more mitzvahs in order that you should be able to gain the ability to fulfill more mitzvahs. So half of the Rishonim say that's why it's recommended that everybody should put on an avakampis in order to put yourself into a situation where you can live in the Mitzvot city. And the other half of the Rishonim say that if you're on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Midas Hasidus is like that. But most people are not on the level. Present company is good. Most people on the second floor, another school place, other universities, are not on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. So they're not willing to put themselves into a situation like that. That's what some Rishonim say, that Gemara is only on people on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. And other Rishonim say, no, that should be a Midas Hasidus that should be practiced by everybody, to put yourself into a situation where you'll be mechuyev.
So the machin is not small of flour for you.
Is
that
on the other country?
It's because it's dumping down. What do you mean on the other country? You're not sure it's a kosher. You're not allowed to wear it. You're not allowed to wear it. You have to take it off. Because if it's just not kosher, then you're being revoked from the mitzvah of wearing a corn garment. You're not putting on this. Then the pasuk continues with another din. After this yigdosh, it has the din of hagolah. The mekulin achoshes bushalim, if you cook a carbon chatos and a clean achoshes and a clean matachos and morak b'shuta b'moyim. What does it mean a morak b'shuta? You should wash it out. What's meriko or shtifa? The more calls it mitzvahs meriko shtifa. Compare dam chatos and the end of matachos zochem. There's a whole parak about this meriko shtifa and washing the begodim. Parak vav and chat. Parak vav and pasuk chortal. What does it mean meriko shtifa? So the Gemara says one is b'chamin and one is b'tzayin. Machlek is not in which order. A rik is b'tzayin or a shtif is b'tzayin. Not like this. But you have to. It's a special din in kachin. It doesn't apply to chulin. And the Gemara says it doesn't even apply to truma. If I cook truma in a pot, and then I want to kasha the pot, I don't have to do a mariko or a shtif. You just do hagola b'chamin, and you don't have to do b'tzayin. And koshkin and chulin not. The teshit on the lev dat and avay nizorem. Wash it out. The shtif means wash it out. I mean, one of them means you wash it out with burning hot water, that's what we call hagola. The other one says that you rinse it out with cold water. So there's a machlokes hachanan, which one refers to the cold water? First you rinse it with cold water, then you do hagola. At first you do hagola, then you rinse it with cold water. Which one refers to the thing? So the Gemara says, Mufurish, that halacha, Marika Shtifa, only applies to Kochin, doesn't even apply to Truman, Kochin doesn't apply to Kulin. The Tesis on the very last Zach, of Masechet HaVedizore, poses a question. Why do we have a minhag that after we do hagola on the tray to kelim for Pesach or for all year long, whatever, we rinse it off with cold water immediately? They say that only a din of kachin doesn't apply to truma. Certainly doesn't apply to chulin. The Taisa says it must be that it's a zechel amigdash kinyan. A zechel amigdash. You want to make a zechel to the different amigdash kinyan. And they say that can't. They say themselves we can't really come up with any better reason. We don't know of any other time.
You're afraid that the, when you can't stand, why you do another extra water, because once you got the dirt off, then you want, you know, it's Galea, since Galea, and now you need water to take, use hot water to use the hot water, and now water takes out the Galea. So now you have dirty hot water, which you mean that the Taisa's kashin, another place, let the Blea should go out, and then let the Blea go right back in, just because it goes out, let it go back in.
The Taisa says that whenever you do hagola, you have to either be careful that the kli should be an eina ben yomo. So once it came out, even if it goes back in, a bli of eina ben yomo is not in time of God, and it's okay. Or you should be careful if it's ben yomo, you should have shishim in the past, so it'll be bottled with shishim.
Well, I'm saying is that now there's trefle water that's on the pot. Now you have to see
Either you have shishim, either you have shishim and you don't worry about it, or eina ben yomo, you don't worry about it. Is that eina ben yomo? Water is even mutter in the Rabbanah. Peter Tafliya was the God, so the water is mutter even in the Rabbanah. Yeah. So that's why the Quran says that this special mitzvah, the Rosh Hashanah and Bar Mitzvah, only applies to the kachin. This is all year long. When you put the carbon chatos in any pot, then you eat up all the flesh, you rinse out the pot, then the pot is going to have a bli al chatos. When it comes, alois ha-shachar, the next morning, the bli in the pot becomes straight. At the time that I cook the chatos in the pot, it was a kosher atop, it's a kosher atop, and a kosher flesh. And I eat up all the chatos, and I wash out the pot, and I put it back in the cabinet, and the pot is kosher. When it comes, alois ha-shachar, the next morning, every pot becomes straight. Because of nice stuff. They have to kosher the pot. It's an interesting thing. The pot becomes straight because of the bliya that came out of kosher. See, this is a bliya of the hetera bola. It becomes straight when it comes to Allah Tasha. Then the Gemara has another din, b'moyim, v'lo b'yayin, that the mariko shtifa has to be dafka with water and not with other mashkin. What about this in Kolot HaRakul? Let's say I want to kosher a pot al yidei hagola. It has to be dafka done al yidei mayim. What about shar mashkin? So if the Shah Mashkin will not be able, some different Mashkin have a different point of evaporation. If some Mashkin will evaporate before 212, will evaporate approximately 212. depending on the height and the altitude where you are.
Yeah, anytime right.
But you have another nashu which has a boiling point of lower than 212, so that's of course no good for Hagola. Because for Hagola you have to have that it should be Mala Babuoy. But what if you have a nashu that has a boiling point of above 212? No, but the idea of Mala Babuoy is that it's only good for Hagola to reach is that heat. That point in heat, then it's good to take out the trace of Bliya. But it was always traditionally used. Water that's not Lababuja is good for Hagolas. What if you want to use another Nashkis? If the other Nashkis cannot reach 212, it's for sure no good.
Why not?
No, but it's not halacha that any Nashkis that's not Lababuja is good. If you have a liquid that's 212 degrees, then it can be Machlis to tell. If the liquid is less than 212, then it's not hot enough to be Machlis to tell. Ah, 2 to 11, fractionally to 7.
What if you have to be less than
212? No, but if it's not going to be hot enough, it won't be mocked with the Easter. Okay? So
the
whole thing is. No. In order to be Balea, it's enough of Yatso Lev. But after it's Nidla, then I say Kibodo Kapoto, the same method by which it was Nidla, you do the Kashrin. But it's not the exact same way. Let's say something was Nidla. They publish. Publish is a plea 24 hours. And the way to get the plea out is by soaking it for 3 days. Soaking it for 10 to 2 hours. Why? And then you follow the Kapota. Zip like they did shoot, and you get out the train to plea out the Hakota. Zip like they plea out the Horror, and you get out the plea out the Legal. Zip like they publish, you get the plea out of the publish. But then what are the problem? How do they publish it? 72 hours. You have to meet a plea with the Legal. And then if it's by day Hagoba, you must have Malababu. You have to clear the Hatsila with less than Malababu.
And
regularly also. So, more than 3 days. Right. You get the three after 72 hours. Right. Aloha, Kibbola Kapolta, just which one of the three forms of kashering do you use? So once you have already determined which form of kashering you're going to use, then you have to adhere to the rules and regulations of that form of kashering. Then you better don't take Kibbola Kapolta. No, not miyake. No, it's not miyake. See, the folks can have a discussion. What about Bamai in the law of the Yayin? Is that a din that's limited dafke to the Rika Shtif and the Mitzvah? The Mashal Rika Shtif has to take place in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Azara. There's no law you have to do Hagol and Shul. That's in Shul. Some communities that have to do Hagol and Shul, the rabbi watches. They're in Shulchan Aruch. Ain't lahagol al b'snei baal hagol. The only hagol in the presence of the baal hagol. A rabbi who knows who the baal hagol is, who knows all the demons. In Europe, a baal hagol used to be the biggest on earth. Baal hagol, a wagon driver, was a baal hagol. Baal hagol. So here in Shulchan Aruch they say you should only do hagol in the presence of a baal hagol. That a rabbi who knows the demon of hagol should supervise, because baal hagol a lot of times make mistakes. They think they know the demon and they don't. But there's no din that the Hagolah must be done in Shul, so that you don't have a Zechel HaMikdash with it. So that's the Shaila. Do you require Dafke Mayim, or can you do Hagolah B'Shar Mashkin, which have a boiling point of 212 or above? So there's a whole Machlekes in Achareinim about that, and the Maisa, they say, if it's a big Shat HaTchak, and you have no other way, then we rely on the person who say that you can do Hagolah,
but not Mikdash.
And Mikdash has to be Dafke Mayim. And then there's a further Shaila, assuming that you can do Hagolah even not in water, what about steam? Can you do Hagolah in steam? Not even a liquid. Basically, they make them. The shilas at the OUM. Because they have sometimes trace of machines in a factory, which is you'll have burning hot water go through, the machine will be ruined. But to have steam go through, that's the way it's manufactured. That you can do. There's not a way you can do hot water with steam. So, Ramon Shabbat, too, I think he's made.
You have rats. So, what's your question when you talk about the hot water?
I don't know, we'll have to discuss that next week when we learn all the day in my face. That's a serious shot. That is the din of Mariko Shtifa. The Gemara is of Lev Dach and Avodah Zarah presents Akasha. How come here it only mentions Hagolah? Moros Meshuta Bamoy. And later in Parshas Matos, when it speaks of Hagolah Shrei Midyon, it says, right, there's one answer to the Gemara. So the Gemara there affects Akasha. That's a good point. Let's do the question first. So the Pasuk says that after they won the war against Midian, so they had trefa pots and pans. So they, Allah's Rakhain, Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, he got the din, Allah's Rakhain said over the din of Hagola, they said that whatever was used to broil with called Avashi, other ways, whatever was Tashmi Zaydaesh, Tavir Baesh, Bitahir. You have to do a Libanon. Whatever had you were cooking trefis in Ayday Mashkin, it's Tavir Mamon. You have to do Hagola, Hagola position. So the Morin, the last datum of the Zorah presents the Stira. How come here it says Hagola or Libun in Parashas Matas, Teraklam and Aleph, plus it's called Gimel, and Parashas Tav, it doesn't mention anything about Libun, it just says Hagola. So the Morin has two answers. One answer is Yagid Olav Reo. Yagid Olav Reo is the Pasuk in Eor. That Ravim means Bozev Libun all there. Once you learn Parashas Matas, so you realize what the Pshat is in Parashas Tav. That if it's Tashmish Ha'idei Ho'ur, then you need to ask Libun. It's Tashmish Ha'idei Mashkin, then it's Hagolah sufficient. And the second answer that the Gemara gives, that's the one that we pass from like Lalach, is that it depends if it's Hatera Bola or if it's Yisura Bola. In Parshat Tzav, I cook the Karbonis Katas in the pot where they have a kosher of Karbonis, so it's Hatera Bola. So there, Hagolah sufficient, even if it's Tashmish Ha'idei Ha'ur. But in Parshat Matas, the Midyanim cook Chazafat. They cook real trefis in their frying pans or in their pots and so on. But here in Parshat Tzav, I cook the carbon chatas, that's a terabola, and whatever it's a terabola, it is sufficient with hagola. A terabola, what's an example of a terabola? So Parshat Tzav would be like this. Let's say I have a frying pan, and I fry cheese. I broil cheese. And I want to use, let's say I have a broiler, and I broil the cheese on the broiler. Now I want to use that broiler for fleishik. So can I, do I have to do that for Libun or can I do Hagola? Can I dip the whole broil into a burning hot pot of water and have the tam come out? So the Pashuk Pshat in the Gemara would imply that that's the case of Hetera Bola. This would be the best case of Hetera Bola. That the cheese is kosher until it joins up with the milk, until it joins up with the meat.
Can you take a pot of milk and turn it into a pot of
Morgan Avram and Hilchas Yontes quote such a minig from the early Achronim, not to kasher from fleshes to milchis, from milchis to fleshes, only from fleshes to kasher. In order not to confuse the milchis and the fleshes. The other Achronim say they don't like that minig. Or Hashulchan Aruch say they don't like the minig. Even though they do have the minig, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Chassam Sefer who wrote, Ani Rogel Lahoris, that he used to paskin that if they kasher it for Pesach, because they want to use it for Pesach, but then they can use this for fleshy tumbilchik. Once they've already kashed it for trader's purposes, then the fleshy tumbilchik status is also weak. So let's say like that, let's say such a case. Or let's say this minig, not to switch from fleshy tumbilchik, is only if it was intended originally that it should have to be fleshy. Let's say I had a paragraph thing. Let's say I really intended that it should be fleshy, and then by mistake it became milchik. But then, everybody agrees that you can kash it from fleshy tumbilchik to fleshy then. It's only if it always used to be one way, and then you want to switch over, so then we have a minig not to switch over because you're going to get all confused mixing up fleshiks and milchiks. But if this spoon was always always intended to be a paravis spoon, always intended to be a fleshik spoon, have a whole set of fleshik spoons. Then by mistake I use one of them for milchiks, so I can't cash it down for fleshiks. It was a mistake, but then everybody would agree that you can switch it back. But let's say when you want to switch it back, would you insist Dafkan using Libun, or would you say Hagolah is enough? So the Kivega writes on Yeruday like that, he thinks that Fleshik and Milchik is a Fleshik Leo, Milchik Leo. To make it part of it, a Terabolah should be sufficient. It's Hagolah, that's a Rasa Rechik quote, that the Kivega on Yeruday and Sinusuk Kodesh is very convincing. But it's against the Shach, that's the problem. The Shach writes that you need Libun. I think it's either Kuf Kofala, the Kuf Kofesh. In the beginning of the second Chelek Yeredeh, they have the Dinam of Hagola and Libun. So the Shach talks about using Libun on a fleshy pin to make it part of it. The Kuf says he doesn't understand why. Shach didn't make it out. The Shach quotes Moliak and Maharil and others. That's the Shalah by Pesach. Do you ever need Libun by Pesach? So that's the Machlegis Pesach in the Ramban. Pesach's opinion is that you never need Libun. And Chomet Zikir Kedem, if you want to cash it for Pesach, because that's called Hetera Gola, the cash it before Pesach comes. And on Hetera Gola, we learn from this Pasuk and Tzav that Hagola is always sufficient. And the Ramban disagrees and he says, no, that's not called Hetera Gola. Korban Chatos, before it became Nosor, is Hetera Gola. for the Dohe. It's Ein Shmai Olam. It's not yet labeled as Nosek. But Chomet all year long is Isura Bolet. Shmai Olam, it already is Chomet. The only thing is that Chomet is Mutar all year long, and it's only Asar on Pesach. But since it's already Shmai Olam, so he says we treat it as Isura Bolet, and you wouldn't need Levon. That's what I said, well, we're machmir for that. We say that you do need Levon. When exactly do we say this halacha? That you have to do the Mariko Shtifu, and it's enough, it has to be done with Hamikdash, with Mayim, and so on. So, and we say that it's enough if you only do Hagolah, even if the Pash should have needed Levon, if it would have been in the Surah, it's enough with Hagolah. But that's the machlok is the Rambam in the Raizit, Maisa Chabonis, and it's based on 2 days in Pesach, how to read the Gemara, the two Pshat in the Gemara in the Zohar, the Terakam Chasim. The Rambam Sheet, the following one opinion of Pesach is, that it must be done, the Rambam writes, Eke Vachilo, Ayin Kuf Seis, Eke Vachilo. The writer says he doesn't know what the word Eke means. What does Eke Vachilo mean? So what it means is, Vahoya Eke Tishmu, and I say, Mishpatim Vahoy, the Shmaitan has to tell my son, Eke, that the Rambam Soloveitchik said, Eke means immediately following. The Pesach seems to imply that immediately when you do the Mitzvah, you're going to get the stuff. So the Rambam seems to be writing in a biblical Hebrew, Mishnah Torah, if he wrote in a biblical Hebrew, so he writes, you have to do the Hagolah, the Mariko Shtifa, Ekev Achila, means on the same day, before it becomes Nifso Belina, before it becomes Noisa. Then it's the Mitzvah of Mariko Shtifa. And the writer holds like the other day in Chayis, that it's not so. That you have to dafka wait till after it becomes Noisa, and then you do the Mariko Shtifa. In Yeridaya, they always assume like the Rambam. And the understanding of the Chilik between Hetera Bola and Isura Bola, they quote Iran and Kulin, who explains it along the lines of the Rambam. That if it's Hetera Bola, and you did a Habrola instead of a Libun, that's true, you're going to have a little bit of the Tam left, but that's going to be a Tam Kolush. So a Tam Kolush is not enough for an Isis to be Chalan. But that's only provided that you do the Merikah Shtifa before it became Nifsal Belina, before it's turned into Noisar. But if it already turned into Noisar, like the Ravid in the other day in Taisus, so the Isis was already Chalan the Tam, so why should Habrola be sufficient? Then you need Libun. Hagola takes out most of the Tam, but still remains. Some of the Tam will still remain. If you have a path that should have been Libun, instead of Libun, you did Hagola. So why is it by Hetera Bola that you make it? So the Rana Fulan gives this pshat that's always quoted in Yeridah. If you quote him and all the standard poskim all assume that pshat. Everybody learns like that. That if you do Hagola instead of Libun, you'll have only left a Tam Kolish, and a Tam Kolish is not enough for an Isha to be Chala. And that's how the Rana explains the difference between Napanat and Yisura as opposed to Napanat and Hetera. Everybody knows what Napanat is. He said, oh, why you made everything into Rosh Hashanah? Yeridaya. Everybody calls it Napa Napa. It's not why you. Why you? They go Yeridaya. Never read the Yeridaya. Why it is coming? The shame comment is relevant all year long also for kachin. It's the thing that you're not allowed to have comments by a minister. That's all year long, not only on Pesach. But the same comments is come all year long. One hope that once it already was coming, so what do I care if it's going to be a Tom Kolish? It already became coming. So coming, when it comes to Pesach, it's awesome. If it didn't get the same comments in my socket, I do have gold on it, that should have had a legal, so it only has that Tom Kolish. So the shame. But the Bechalav cannot be called. The Shem Noisa cannot be called. But the Shem Chomet was there already. What if the Shem Chomet not to be called? It already was labeled as Chomet. The only thing is, the Chomet is only after the Pesach, and it's Mutar all year long the Kodesh, the Chulin. It's only after the Mincha. But the Shem Chomet is there. What's coming? If you do Hagolah before Pesach, then. If you do on Pesach, then everybody holds that it's Yisur Bola. Pesach will also agree to Yisur Bola. Not because the Ramban holds it doesn't depend so much on the Isura Bola or Hetera Bola. The part is it Shmoy Ola or the Ein Shmoy Ola. The Ramban stresses the Chomet. Shred of my Pesach is also Chomet. That's the same Chomet. Just that it's not us. Right. It doesn't, you shouldn't take it literally Isura Bola versus Hetera Bola. The very last post in Terek Zayin, in Parashat Tzav, has a din that the Gemara applies to kol atar kol. Asher tziv Hashem b'yas Moshe b'hartina b'yom tavot b'znei shal ha'achav et korbanayim l'Hashem. The Gemara says b'yom tavot v'lo b'alayla that cannot be makriv korbanah is b'alayla. Cannot be makriv any korbanah is b'alayla. Then the Gemara in the first paragraph in Chulin has another pasuk to indicate that an oil of ta'if cannot be korbanah b'alayla. So the Gemara asks, why do I need a new pasuk? Why not learn it out from this pasuk b'yom tavot v'yom v'lo b'alayla? So the Gemara says, Ma'uritayim, I would have thought that oil of ta'if should have the same status as haftorah se'murim. And if you're makriv a korban b'yom, you can do the haftorah se'murim b'alayla. So would have thought that oil of ta'if is also like that. So it's mashma that not, that the malika and the malika and the hazu and the mizbeach has to be done b'yom. What kind of a havamin is that? Why should I thought that the oil of ta'if should be compared to haftorah se'murim? There's a Shulchan Aruch book where he says the whole Gemara is a toast ta'if and he crosses out the two lines. It doesn't make any sense. The Sameach has in his paper an interpretation of the Gemara. He was unaware of the Shulchan Aruch, so he interpreted based on the Ibn Ezra in Parshas Vayikra. He said this is Mishul. No, no. This he would have remembered. And 10 years ago he would have remembered this Ibn Ezra. I never said this. Okay. The Sameach quotes an Ibn Ezra HaFumish where he says, by an oil of the Yairin, the end of Parshas Vayikra, an oil of the Yairin means that he did come with Nigri Shukadosh, or Shuad Bifuri, or Shuad Seidu. So if he can afford it, he brings a chatzis sein. If he can't afford it, he brings a chatzis soy with another soy. If he can't afford that, then he brings a minhas soy. So the Ibn Ezra asks the question, why did he, if he can afford it, he brings a chatzis sein. If he can't afford, then he brings a chatzis soy. Why did he bring a chatzis soy with another soy? Chatzis soy instead of a chatzis sein. So Rav Dovah has a whole biur based on the Gemara that oif, the carbon oif bishlamus is only two. You only bring one, it's a half a carbon, so you can release. And if it's called the chayva, the yorikino has the same chiddush, right. By ger, right. By ger and by yonza, right. The yorikino, that's what he said, the yorikino on Mishnah's kingdom has the same chiddush as Rav Ovala. That the full mitzvah of the shleimis of the noyif is to bring dafkitu. So Rav Ovala has a different halach than Ibn Ezra. But Ibn Ezra gives a different verse. Ibn Ezra says, when you bring a chatzis to Haman, so you zork the dam on the mizbeach, and then you mak the rain murim, you mak the chalogim on the mizbeach, and you bring a chatzis of oif, you zork dam on the mizbeach, but there are no murim to burn on the mizbeach. So the kohanim eat the chatzis oif, and nothing is burnt on the mizbeach. So that's why the Torah requires that you bring in conjunction with the chatzis oif, you should bring an oil oif, so that you'll have what to burn on the mizbeach. So the oil oif will be bim koim the haftorah se'murim of the chatzis behemah that you should have brought. So the Yosemech says that Mamish the Gemara is Simin Chayma. The Gemara says by an oila ta'oif that's bought in conjunction with a chata ta'oif by a kan, when you should have brought a chata's behema. Ibn Ezra says like this, when you should have brought a chata's behema, you can't afford it. But the Torah gives you a break and says you bring a chata ta'oif and an oila ta'oif. Why do you have to bring an oila ta'oif? Bring a chata ta'oif in Farsik instead of the chata's behema. So he says, no, the Ibn Ezra says, because in a chata's behema you have Zrikas Adam, you have Haftorah Sein Murim. In a chata's behema, in a chata's oif, there is no Haftorah Sein Murim. There are no Murim. There is no Chelut in an oif. So there's nothing to burn on the Mizbeach, so it's not fair. So we tell the God, you've got to bring a chata's oif and substitute for the Murim of the chata's behema, you have to bring an oil oif to have the Haftorah Sein Murim, to have a Haftorah. So based on that, Ibn Ezra, the Yoruch HaMech says, the Gemara and Chulim is Mamish before Kimin Chayma. But the Gemara Chulin says that now the same way that an oil soif comes in conjunction with a chatzis by a levi, you should be able to bring it by Laila, just like haftorah says murim. What the dushta? But even Ezra says what it is. The whole purpose of the oil soif is to substitute for haftorah says murim that would have been if you would have had a chatzis tema. Kamash v'lam v'shnu pasik. The Gemara learned that from a new yafus in the first part of Chulin that you can't bring it. You can't bring it by Laila. So the Yoruch HaMech had a dream that night. The Smech had a dream that the Malachim were complaining that they should punish the Jewish nation because they were only staying till Purim and not learning Emes the Torah. So the Rashi got up in his dream and he said to the Malachim, you can't punish the Jews. There's a Jew in their Sinter, Atoin and Zink. He said, Torah Lamitoin, that I wrote in my Chumash that two lines in the Gemara Chumash should be crossed, that absolutely makes no sense. And this guy in their Sinter said the Emes the Pshat. And he woke up and he never heard of it. He never heard of the Chulas Arazah. He looked and he found it. The Chulas Arazah, he thought should be crossed out. So he writes in his page, he writes the Hopshat, and he says, Min Hashemayim, he's Timu Al Yodin. He doesn't say what he says. And he state of the Tzad Baruch, and Kachim, one of the Rosh Hashim, one of the Litvish Rosh Hashim, one of the same Kachim, one of the Tzad Baruch, and Abdom, and he writes over that they are told about the whole thing. Okay, I shall close with one brisker rub that many of you already know. Parshas Tzav, we have the special korbanos that was brought by Aaron Ivano for the special purpose of Chanukah HaMizbeach and so on. The Rav points out, based on Tosefta, that this was a special kind of a korban. This you should be mentioned previously, you know? That the tenufa was different and the smicha was different. Normally, the Gemara says on the first daf in Tzemura, when you bring a korban hashukten, that you have a few partners in, only echad made if ayadei kulam. One of the shukten does tenufa and the other don't do tenufa. Here it says that they all did tenufa, Pashup Shad, they did tenufa together with the Pashup Shad. Ravid on the Torah's Kanim says that each one did tenufa separately. Now, Dovala thinks that he's wrong. He thinks that they all did tenufa together. Then the Gemara says also, when you have a korban hashutzim, they can't all do smicha the vasachas, because my hand will be a chatzitza between your hand and the behemoth. So each one of the shutzim has to do smicha v'zachazeh. And here the Chumash says in the Furish that they did the smicha together. So Avavala just pointed out in the Shurim on Tmura, on the first daf, I think it's in the Shurim on Echen on the first daf, whatever, I think it's good in the Shurim on Echen. He pointed out that the reason why it's different here is because it wasn't the plain korban hashutzim. Korban hashutzim means five guys decide you're going to bring a carbon shlomim together, a carbon oil together. I could have brought it without you, you could have brought it without me. So really, the five guys are really five independent baliyah carbon. And that's why my hand and the chatzitza between your hand and the carbon. And we can't all do tenufa b'vazachat, Gemara says also because of chatzitza. Because my hand will be a chatzitza between your hand and the chaz of the shoy. So there is a problem of chatzitza. But here by Aaron Ivanov, it's not that he could have brought the carbon on his own, he could have brought on his own, he could have brought on his own. The Rabbanu Shalom said, as I was sure, they must all bring this carbon all together. So the Rabbanu Shalom must cover that they all had the status of one big violin, so nobody's hand was a chatzitz of anybody's hand. And that's why they could have, they were able all to do the smicha b'vasachas and the smicha b'vasachas. Okay. Sunday we got to finish the chazara, and Monday morning we shall say v'achlachas and be the bechina. And Monday afternoon we will start in Yoni Teshuvah.